Hi, everybody. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. On Saturday, Louisiana voters narrowly reelected incumbent Governor John Bel Edwards, one of the last remaining Democratic leaders in the Deep South.
Our shared love for Louisiana is always more important than the partisan differences that sometimes divide us. And as for the president, God bless his heart.
During the campaign, his opponent, Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi, leaned heavily on President Donald Trump, who won the state by 20 percentage points in the 2016 presidential election.
Louisiana, we are Trump country. We love President Trump and he loves Louisiana.
Rasponi there talking on stage with the president before Saturday's election. President Trump held two rallies in Louisiana over the past 10 days, but his support of Rasponi wasn't enough to swing the gubernatorial election. Joining me now is Jessica Rosegard, a contributing reporter to WWNO in New Orleans. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So John Bel Edwards won re-election with 51% of the vote. Talk to me a little bit about what was his message that convinced Louisiana voters to give him four more years?
You know, he really ran on his record. Four more years of progress, in his opinion. He ran on his record of Medicaid expansion. He got a pay raise passed for public school teachers, which was only their second in a decade. He's got low unemployment and good job growth, and he's balanced the state budget. So he really ran on all of those achievements and avoided, you know, taking this fight to a national level.
Speaking of a national fight, President Trump did campaign heavily for Rasponi. He made three trips to Louisiana to rally against Governor Edwards. He did something similar a few weeks ago. We saw in Kentucky, and we saw how the race turned out there, similar to what we're seeing here in Louisiana. Why has the president invested so much in these particular races?
Well, you know, these are all obviously red states. Kentucky was a bit different because they had an unpopular incumbent Republican. Louisiana had a pretty popular incumbent Democrat. Edwards is a conservative Democrat. But as for Trump, he's not doing so great in Washington right now. He lost the House in the midterms and he's under impeachment. So he really wanted to fire up his base in these strongly red states and, you know, threw his reputation behind these Republican candidates. And in two of the three cases, it didn't work out. He tried to paint Edwards is a tax and spend liberal. But again, Edwards is a conservative Democrat. He's pro-gun. He's pro-life. And, you know, I think based on some of those things, he obviously attracted Democrats in the state, despite those conservative leanings, and was able to pull enough Republicans over to win.
Let's break some of that down a little bit, because, like you said, Trump did have an effect on this race, but not the one he was hoping for. What was the turnout like? Who ended up coming out to the polls?
Yeah, that's a great point. Turnout in the race was very high. Early voting numbers broke records for non-presidential years. Black voter turnout in particular was up from the primary, thanks to a very strong get out the vote effort by the Edwards team. So Edwards' pockets of support were rather large pockets in your urban and suburban areas, whereas Rasponi really had all of his support in the rural parts of the state. But from the primary to the runoff, overall voters increased by about 165,000 people, and there was a total of over 1.5 million votes cast in this election.
And were conservatives, did conservatives stay home? Did Trump supporters stay home in this one?
It looks like Trump actually had that effect of turnout, you know, maybe engaging turnout on both sides, right? You had conservatives who might have turned out because of Trump, but you had liberals for sure who also turned out because of Trump. The amount to which Trump injected himself in this race, and really Eddie Rasponi mirroring sort of Trump's messages, even to the fact where Rasponi is a businessman with no political experience. I think that kind of really engaged voters on both sides of the political spectrum. And even Edwards pointed out late last week that, you know, every action has, you know, an opposite and equal reaction. And for every vote that Trump might be rallying in Rasponi's favor, he was probably also rallying one for Edwards.
I wonder if that's something that we're going to start to see nationally. A lot of these local races are being, nationalized in a lot of ways. But I wonder if that's part of what we're going to see as the Trump effect, where the president's support might actually hinder or slow down the progress of local candidates.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think it could. In terms of Louisiana, we've got a conservative Democrat who has now been reelected. It's the first time that the state has had a Democratic governor elected to two consecutive terms since the 1970s. So I don't even know if I would call it a trend, because, again, he's conservative. But the Trump factor certainly, in this case, seems to have played a part. And like you said earlier, Trump won the state by 20 points in 2016. But for Edwards to be reelected certainly signals that voters here are paying attention to messages.
And a little bit about those messages. I mean, you make the point that Edwards is not, he's very conservative, particularly when it comes to issues like abortion and guns, similar to what we saw in other states, in other red states with conservative Democrats or more moderate Democrats. The big question nationally right now is whether or not more progressive Democrats can actually win the Democrat nomination to run against Trump. I wonder if you see this win here really signaling that the answer is no, or whether or not you see this opening the door for more progressive candidates moving forward, at least in the Democratic Party.
I think Democrats in Louisiana, you know, haven't been given an option of a more progressive Democrat to win statewide. However, I do think that the big turnout is a big signal that Democrats are willing to get engaged, even if the candidate is not their perfect choice, you know, as opposed to maybe 2016, when a lot of people just honestly didn't support Hillary Clinton. I think this time around, people are saying, it's okay, it doesn't need to be my perfect candidate. I'm going to support the candidate who is with me most of the time. And I think it will be interesting to see what kind of impact that has on Louisiana in the next presidential election. You know, there's no denying that a lot of people came out to vote for a conservative Democrat, and he had support from Republicans and from liberals. So how that plays out in the 2020 election, depending on who the Democratic candidate is, I think will be really interesting to see.
So it looks like the Democratic voters are at least inspired by this latest win, and perhaps that could increase turnout for 2020. We'll see.
Yeah. And I think Democrats in Louisiana, too, were inspired by Kentucky. A few weeks before, you saw a Democrat take over the governor's mansion there. And I think that really fired up Democrats here and said, hey, this is close. Every poll shows that this race is incredibly close. But look what happened in Kentucky. We can win this, and we can keep the governor's mansion even in a deep red state.
Jessica Rosegard is a contributing reporter to WWNO in New Orleans. Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.